Simon. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store trying to help Lum with his piano tuning problems. Listen.
Well, Granny, there must be some way to find out how to tune pianos. The other pioneer tuners must have found out some way. I know they never just woke up one day and started out doing it.
Well, Lum, I don't see what's going to be so hard about it. I recollect a long time ago when I belonged to the Boating and Mandolin Club while I played in a string quartet. I never had no trouble tuning up my mandolin a bit. I just keep plunking and tightening till it was in tune.
Yeah, but what did you tune it up to?
Well,
I mean, you had to use a pianer, didn't you? That's what you went by.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, naturally. Who's that? Frank Foster'd get a note on a pianer. And we'd come as close to that as we could.
Well, yeah, that's fine. But now what do you do tune a pioneer up to?
Well, you just,
See, that's my whole problem. I went around and listened to some of the pioneers around town here, and they all sound different. But I'll be dad blamed if I can tell which one of them's right.
Oh, bogus. I reckon it would be hard to tell, all right.
Sure, you ain't got nothing to go by.
No. Oh, let's see now. What could you use? Well, wait a minute. I know. What's the matter with me? After you get the mandolin in tune, Lum, why, then you could tune the pianer up to that.
Oh, that wouldn't work. Because the way you got the mandolin in tune was to tune it up to the pianer. So if you turned around and tuned the pianer to the mandolin, you'd be right back where you started from. And if the pianer was out of tune in the first place, you couldn't get the mandolin in tune either. And in the second place, the only way you could get the mandolin actually in tune was to have a pianer that was already in tune. So in that case, you wouldn't have needed the mandolin in the first place.
Uh-huh.
The mandolin is out.
Oh. Lum, would you mind to run over that again? There's one part there I don't believe I quite got.
Well, I ain't so sure I got it myself. But anyway, that idea won't work.
Oh. Let's see now. If you just had a mandolin over here...
Lum, Abner, just forget that. There's some other way to do this, and I've got to find out what it is. That's the only thing that's holding up my new career.
Well, hey, wait a minute. How about a pitch pipe? Them things are all supposed to be in tune.
Yeah, I thought about that, but trouble there is that it's just got three or four notes on it. I could get them in tune, but what about the rest of them? Don't forget that a pianer's got 70 or 80 keys on it.
That many?
Oh, at least that many, including the black ones. They've got to be tuned just like the white ones, I reckon.
Yeah, they use both of them, I think.
Wish I could get the name of a pianer tune and just write to him and ask him what he uses. It must be something.
Yeah, you'd think so, you sure. Yeah, let's see now. Do I know the names of any pioneer tuners? Harry Forstner.
Is he a pioneer tuner?
No, I just happen to think his name. He lives down there at Mineola, Texas.
Huh?
Don't know how his name happened to pop into my mind. Elizabeth's brother Fred used to mention him. He lived about a block away from Fred. Worked for the city, I believe.
Oh, that's interesting.
It dug holes in a pavement or something funny.
Well, that ain't helping me now. And I don't want no holes dug. I want to learn how to tune pioneers.
That's funny now, me thinking about old Harry. They say that when you think about somebody that away, that's a sign that they're thinking about you, too.
Let's see, who could I write to?
Reckon what old Harry's thinking about me now. You know, I never met him but once. About 4 years ago, me and Elizabeth down there visiting Fred, and this Harry Forstner come over looking for his lawnmower. Asked Fred if he'd saw it.
There ought to be some pioneer tuners in Little Rock. Maybe I could write to the Chambers of Commerce.
Just imagine that. Going around the neighborhood looking for your lawnmower. He couldn't have thought Fred would have took it. And I know he never thought that I... Doggies, just a minute here. Come to think of it, he did look at me kind of peculiar, I believe.
Abner, will you stop talking about that? I'm trying to figure something out here.
Mom, you don't reckon he thought that... Why, that varmint! So that's what he's thinking about me. After 4 years, he can't get it off his mind.
Abner, what in the world are you talking about?
I never stole his dad's blame lawnmower.
Whose lawnmower?
Hey, Forstner.
Oh, for pity's sake.
I can just see him now, sitting down there in Mineola, Texas, telling everybody he sees that Abner Peabody's a thief.
Abner, he ain't doing no such a thing.
He has done it, Lom. The worst part of it is, it's been going on for 4 years. Never seen such a fella to hold a grudge. So good, I'm a half a mind to go down there and punch him right in the nose.
Abner.
I'll clinch with him, I'll pulverize him.
Abner, for goodness sakes, you don't know that Harry, whatever his name is, ever had such thoughts about you.
You just asked anybody in Mineola, Texas.
All right, but until I do, just drop the subject. I don't want to hear no more about it.
Well, all right.
See, now, what was I thinking about?
Snaking.
Oh, yeah, lawnmower pioneers. You know, in one way, I sort of hate to start talking to some other pioneer tuners, because right away, well, they'd see the big opportunities around here, and the first thing I know, I'd have competition.
How in the world could I ever hide one of them things? You can't slip a lawnmower in your pocket and walk off with it.
The whole town would be overrun with pioneer tuners.
What would I want to drag a lawnmower clean from Texas up to Pine Ridge for? I don't need one of the things. Elizabeth's too good a housekeeper to let any grass grow around our place. Keeps that front yard swept cleaner than a whistle. And you know that to be a fact, too, Lum Eddard.
Yeah, I know.
I've heard you say a thousand or a hundred times, Elizabeth Peabody keeps the best swept front yard in Pine Ridge.
I always liked the way she had the front walk and the flower beds outlined with snuff bottles.
Why, sure. But that snake in the weeds, sitting down there at Mineola, Texas, telling everybody he sees that I've taken his dad's blame lawnmower.
All right, Abner, that's enough. I don't want to hear another word about it.
Him with this fence.
If I do, I'm going to whop you right square on top of the head. Now, hush.
Well, all right. I know somebody's going to hear about this, so I'll tell them that.
Just so it ain't me, I don't care. I was just getting an idea here when you started all this prattle. Now I can't recollect what it was.
Was it about lawnmowers? No.
It was about pioneers.
Well, I know good and well I never taken that lawnmower.
Oh, I know what it was. I was just thinking that if a feller had a brand new pioneer, he could use that.
Well, if he could play it, he could, I reckon.
I mean, to tune the other ones by. Because a new one wouldn't have to be in tune. Only trouble is, I ain't got no new pioneer. Wonder if them things cost very much.
I don't know, and I don't care. I'm so mad I can't see. Ain't got the least idea about nothing. All I can think of is that Harry Forstner, Dokies. If you want to find out the price, look in the wish book, Lum. They got a couple of pages of them in there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Where is that catalog?
I don't know. Cedric was looking at it the other day. Oh, there it is. There it is, sitting behind the coffee grinder over there.
Yeah, I suppose I might as well face the fact that I'm going to have to invest some money before I can get started in this business.
Well, what are you going to have to do? Just lug that new pioneer with you every place you go to tune the other ones by?
I don't know. That's something I got to figure out. They do have little wheels on them, rollers.
Well, law me, yes, Lum, but you can't push a pioneer all over the country.
Well, I could get a span of mules and pull it around town.
Now, that would look fine, wouldn't it? You setting up on top of a pioneer, driving a team of mules to it, Lum.
Well, that'd be good advertising. You could put a big sign on the side of it, pioneer's tuned.
Well, you better not get out in the country. Tell you that, you ain't got much clearance under there.
That's right. Them wheels is a little gnarly, ain't
you? You get off the sidewalk, you'd be gone. Yeah. And it's a law again driving a mule on a sidewalk in Pine Ridge.
It's out, then.
And don't look at me. You ain't going to hitch me up to it.
Hey, I can't find the pioneers in here, no. Where was they? Towards the back of the book?
I don't recollect. Wait a minute. There they are. Right there, Lon.
Where?
Right there.
Well, them are lawnmowers.
Well, ain't that what we're... Oh, pioneer. What's the matter with me?
It must be back further.
Harry Forstner.
Oh, here we are. Pioneer.
Mark Ellick.
Let's see now.
Think Elizabeth on
Granny, $1,200. I can't afford that. Look at there, Abner.
That there?
Yeah.
That's a table, ain't it?
No, it's a pioneer. See, there's got keys on it.
Maybe it's a combination pioneer and eating table.
You don't say that. I think that's what they call a grand pioneer. Yeah, here it says that.
Well, I can see why they'd call it that, all right. $1,200, Lord.
Well, here's some cheaper ones.
Couldn't eat if you bought that.
There's a baby grand.
A little one. That's the first one I ever seen. Well, bless its little heart.
Here's some uprights.
Well, you'd want them upright. Be too hard to play on them for laying down. Or tuning, or whatever you're going to do to it.
Here's one for $225, but that's still too high for me. And it looks like I'm going to have to give the whole thing up.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Bleed.
It's a shame, though, with all my talents and all. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Granny's, here's the answer to it. Looky there, Ebner. Pioneer sent out on approval for 30 days. One month free trial.
A month?
That's what I'll do. I'll get one on approval. And in 30 days, I'll know the business so good I can get along without one. And I can send it back, and it won't cost me a cent. Grannies, let me slap my name down on that order blank. I'm practical in business right now.
All right, Nogis, while you're at it, order that Harry Forrestner lawnmower too, Long. Be worth it to get him to stop calling me a thief.
Well, at least for 30 days, Lum is in business.